cast aside from his own realm Hades wept. Centuries mere seconds now in retrospect. The home of the dead had been his own dominion, three demigods' personal minions. His reign was unchallenged, his title esteemed, stern and unyielding, were how he was seen. Howbeit this king only wished for a queen to sit atop pedestal, relish the scene. For he would turn mountains to dust just as she, slaughter the skyline and savage the seas. Bleeding her name, did she feed from each vein? Would madness with gladness to kindle her flame? One single aim to delight in the flight of his infinite war cry, Persephone. The heaven missed his angel, yet she spared no mortal thought. The fraudulent lessons the elders had taught. As she ventured forth with a shred of spent remorse, then the realm of the dead would have led her by force. Beneath the red maple she waited ere patiently. Such was the grace of she, crops bloomed in spacious gleam, wielding a sheaf of grain claimed by her instinct. Bride spring favored the shaft of the stone, and with that her foul flesh then commenced to decay. Hades had ne'er witnessed such divine sight, for sacred of Narcissus and Cypris combined. This was no subject, no trinket deemed slight, but unending splendor personified. Pyrrhidion would still forget he wished her for his bride, for he would not condone the chaperone of another. The only lover worthy of the throne by his side was she for whom he felt obliged to suffer. Hers was no abduction, no forced treaty to be signed. The flowers in his bones had there been so deeply designed to dress him the bloom of a creature of the lights that to shield birdsong infants entwined. There were no forbidden fruit. This was no hidden room. It's a poor, no persuasion, his thoughts, it's a ruse. No fear of being born again, there's no life left to lose. No clear line of sight in kind of moralistic views. This was a pivot, most legendary truth. Persephone was there to be his muse. I foresee by scripture, holy writ of other necromantic literature. Romance died that very night with startling flight, yet Hades and Persephone survived. Suddenly the dark commenced to paint his changing eyes, to servants of twilight estranged over time. 10,000 blades pierced heavy flesh on his bones, and no one did the flower god grow. Withering the harvest he had harnessed as his own, he perched one final time upon his unbelonging throne, longing for the absolution, not in tomb's dismissal. The dust and scratch are matched, the bones of grove became then brittle. Playing second fiddle to the hammer and the sickle, he made his abdicated throne official. Cast aside from his own realm, Hades wept. Centuries, mere seconds now in retrospect. The home of the dead had e'er been his own dominion. Howbeit this king only wished for a queen to sit atop a pedestal in fairish hellish scene. Fashion sweet passion in saintly envy, sweet seraph of smouldering pinion. Critically misled his misopinion. Persephone was destined for the throne deserving high. The pomegranate Hades had consumed was hers to cry. 'Twas he who bled forbidden fruit, unprepared of hidden rooms. He tried to die to teach him how to build, not think to do. Their love was doomed in her opinion, infinite in his. And thus she saved the life of Hades with last parting kiss. Weaves him back into the skin, forsaken inclination. Feel the rays of day's embrace, to climb beneath her maiden tree. Forevermore would wait for the air patient being kind. One fine day upon her time to bid for a prize the darkening blinds. Cast own realm, Hades wept in kind, cursed with black and eyes now blessed whites. And this is how the day became night. This is how the day became night. This is how the day became night.
This is how the day became night.